Knock, knock. Knock, knock.
Hi, we heard your son was back from college, ma'am. And we came right over. So is he here? Yay! I bet he's hiding back in his room. So can he come out and play? Yeah, we haven't said that in years. Do you mind if we go up and see him? Assuming, of course, he's okay with that. Oh, so he's just playing video games and reading? Yeah, that sounds like him. He really does need visitors. Don't worry, we'll be sure and socialize him again. Lemonade would be great, but we can get it. We know where everything is, after all.
Commander, we got twin red heads at the door. This human's done.
Surprise! Okay, so you're not surprised. You must have heard us talking to your mom downstairs.
But you didn't tell us not to come up, so that must mean you're happy to see us.
So, hugs.
Me too.
God, you give the best hugs. Oh, here's your lemonade. Do you mind if we sit on your bed?
Oh, wow, just going for it right away, huh?
Hey, I just asked to sit on his... You know what? Shut up. Anyways, it's seriously good to see you. Seriously, but we're a little hurt. Why didn't you call us when you got back? I know we haven't stayed in touch as much as we would have liked, but we're still friends, right? You're not mad at us? Are you? Oh, you just got home today? Well, I guess we kind of assumed we all got back at the same time.
Yeah, so we figured we'd give you some time.
We didn't want to seem too thirsty.
Intrusive?
We wanted to give you time to settle in.
Sorry,
but I guess we didn't.
We can go away if you want time to decompress.
Are you sure? Cool, yeah, I mean, as long as you're okay with it.
It really is nice to see you again.
Also, we, wanted to say sorry.
Mostly her. She's the one who missed your message.
Yes, I missed it until, like, the exam week, and then it was a month old, and I felt terrible, and I figured I'd just apologize in person. So, I'm sorry for not getting back to you.
And we both think that it was really nice that you thought of us. What you wrote was, well, it was special.
You didn't know, but we were having a really shitty week when I found out. I just got dumped.
And I was... Well, I was almost failing one of my classes.
Yeah, things really hadn't been good.
And then we read your email. A little late, but we read it. All the nice things you included.
The dumb memes.
And that last part. The part about how important we are to you.
And how you missed us and no one will ever fill that place in your heart.
That was touching.
I guess you could kind of call it romantic. If you wanted to.
Yeah, anyways. So thank you. We promise that after the summer we'll keep in better touch with you.
So, how are you? Are you still with, what's-her-face?
You know, the girl with the fashion problem who keeps tweeting about you?
Oh my god, be nice.
But it's so true. If she visits, we can take her shopping and help her out.
Just a friend? Really? You guys seem like you were dating.
I mean, The pictures she posted gave us that impression, but we know how that can be.
You told her how you felt and she didn't feel the same way?
Oh no. That always sucks. I'm so sorry.
Come over here and sit with us.
Seriously.
Yeah, let us comfort you, like the old days.
Do you remember when we'd go to the park and you'd put your head in one of our laps?
And we'd just talk to you until you fell asleep?
And then our mom saw us doing that once and freaked out.
She yelled at you for like an hour.
But she understood, I think, that you weren't doing anything wrong. And I definitely wanted you in my lap.
Oh my god, slept much? I didn't mean like that, jeez.
Besides, our mom loves you at least as much as yours loves us. She still asks why one of us hasn't snatched up that nice boy.
Like you're a PS5 on sale or something.
Seriously, your mom loves us. She probably wishes you'd get with one of us instead of a girl like that.
That's true. She does love us.
If you started dating one of us, you'd make both our moms happy. So, can we ask you a serious question? Are you into either of us? You don't have to answer if you don't want to. It's really unfair of us to just ask you.
And we won't be angry if you're not into us, but we were just curious.
Oh, wow. You really think we're hot?
I didn't expect that answer, but also, I kind of meant
we really care about you. More than as best friends.
Oh God, you're really telling him. We both have a huge crush on you.
Yeah, we didn't realize until it was too late. And then I got dumped and we finally read your message and I asked her why she never got with you.
And I asked her the same thing and we didn't have a good answer. Except that you were our best friend and we didn't want to ruin this with you.
But being friends is not enough.
No, it isn't. Not anymore.
So we decided to stop being so fucking lame and just come out and say it.
We love you.
He looked shocked.
Scared?
Confused?
Shit, we're putting a lot of pressure on you right now. That isn't good.
Yeah, don't feel like you have to answer us right away. We want you to take your time and tell us the truth,
even if it hurts.
But maybe we can help you make up your mind a little?
What were you thinking of doing?
We can play that game that we were talking about.
Oh yeah, the game from that story.
Don't worry, it's a nice game. I think you'll probably really enjoy it.
I know I will.
Close your eyes.
Trust us.
There you go. Now I'll take this leg.
And I'll take this one.
I'm so glad you're wearing shorts.
And we're wearing skirts.
Can you feel what we're wearing underneath?
A spoiler, the answer is nothing.
The look on your face is so adorable.
You have to be more quiet. His mom is right downstairs.
Oh my god, take your own advice.
And now you're starting to think about us differently, right?
It's like the best kind of double vision to have twins riding your thighs like this.
Just rubbing their pretty little pussies all over you.
Oh, And they are really pretty. We just trimmed. And tight. And wet. I've never been more wet than I am right now. But you can feel that, can't you? He can. Look at his shorts. Oh my god. Here. That's... Oh, wow. Hey, don't laugh at us. We've just never seen a cock so close before. Or caused one to be that hard. That we know of. Anyway, we haven't really properly seen it, have we? Yeah, it's hidden by those clothes. We've talked about your cock a lot. We've imagined it. Thought about what it would feel like in our hands. What it would taste like. How it would feel stretching us out. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. Me too. His legs are getting so wet. So, can we come on your legs? Please. We'll come so good for you. Yay. Fuck. I can't wait any longer. Coming.
Oh, fuck.
My God. That was amazing. It felt so good. Because it was you.
Yeah.
But you didn't get to come. And that's so unfair. And we also haven't gotten to see or touch or taste your cock. Also unfair. So, can we get it out?
Oh, yeah.
Can we?
Please.
Oh, yay. I'm gonna unzip him. I'll unbuckle his belt. Okay, we can reach into his boxers in 3, 2, 1.
Now.
Oh my god. It's so fucking hard. And it feels so good in my hand.
I know, right?
It's perfect. Why didn't you tell us?
You jerk.
You have such a nice cock. You were probably letting other girls touch it and not us.
Rude!
So, can we go down on you?
But we don't know how.
It's fine, right? Like, we can learn with you, right? Because you're safe.
Yay.
And safe is good. Trust me. You can be both safe and sexy. Okay, so we're stalling now. We're very nervous. We don't want to mess this up. So please, be patient with us. We know we didn't give you time to shower. It's fine.
You taste really good.
Yeah, maybe because we're into you so much, but, like, I love this. And the moans you're making are so cute.
Oh,
he's blushing. That must mean he really likes it. How about when I lick you like this? Or focus just on the tip like this? What if I play with your balls a little? You just twitched. You know, if we were your girls, and we could totally be your girls, we would probably do this a lot. And not just because you enjoyed it, but because this is fun. And tasty. And we get turned on by turning you on. This is actually a big fantasy of hers. Oh my god, you can't just say that. But it's true. We both have a lot of fantasies about you. If what I just tasted is what I think it is, then one of mine is about to come true. Fuck. I know our mouths feel good, but do you think we could finish you with our hands? So you cover our faces in your cum? Please. Please. Yay. Just let go. It's us. And we love you.
I want to make you come so good.
Over and over again. And we're going to be so good for you. So come for us. Yes. Oh. Yeah. Wow, you came a fucking lot.
Language.
But you really did. Her face is just dripping with your cum. Hers too. I bet we look really hot like this. So, not that it's precisely fair, but we've shown you how good we can be for you. I think, right? And now you won't need any other girls. So will you be our boyfriend? Our exclusive boyfriend?
Yay!
Oh god, I don't want to move. I'm afraid I'll be dripping all over your floor. You'll get a washcloth and clean us up.
Really?
Thank you. You're always doing things like this for us.
Well, no. You're not always cleaning your cum off our faces. But you are always taking care of us.
This feels really nice, you know?
Yeah, you're cleaning us so gently. I could get used to this.
Maybe when our parents are out sometime, you could come over and wash us in the shower.
Oh god, that's so hot. Yeah, you have to shower with us.
Eventually. And of course, you'll need to take our virginities.
Obviously. But first, and most importantly,
we need to tell everyone on Twitter that we're finally going out.
Yes, we do have to let everyone know. Are you really worried that people are going to be upset that you're dating two girls?
Come on, it's 2022. People will be fine with it. Because all three of us are fine with it.
And if they're not, pardon my French, but they can fuck right off. It's nobody's business but ours.
Just like you.
Oh my god, I can't wait to tell our mom.
And your mom, too.
Yeah, let's go tell her now. She's right downstairs.
Don't be embarrassed. She's gonna be so cool with it, you'll see.
Guess what, ma'am? We're dating your son now. Yep, both of us. It's a little odd, but it could never be just one of us, you know?
After all, we're his best friends.